Hello?
Hey, Deborah?
Hello?
Yes, hi, is this Deborah?
It's Mark Trignani.
Oh, hi, Mark. This is Shira. I'm calling from Family First for Deborah.
Yeah.
She's right here, Deborah.
Yeah, we just wanted to know if Area and Aging reached out yet to schedule an assessment.
What's that again?
Has Area and Aging reached out to schedule an assessment with you guys to continue the enrollment process to get home care services?
No, nobody came here.
Nobody's come to you at all?
No.
A lady came last week. I forgot, it began with an M, her name.
Well, where did she come from?
They're medical people, Mark. Nobody from caregivers.
PSA.
Oh, yeah? Oh, Philadelphia Aging came.
Aging came.
I forget her name.
Was it the independent enrollment broker or the area in aging?
We did all that last year from last September. Nothing happened with Freedom Care. I got all the papers upstairs. I have all this girl's papers. I've been her caregiver here. I'm over here. I'm living here 20 years with her. I've been taking care of her, the house, the food, the money, and everything. I have all the papers upstairs. Her condition's getting worse. She was rushed to the hospital last week at Penn Medicine.
Okay, let me tell you why I'm calling today. You reached out to us in regards to assisting you and Deborah get enrolled with the waiver program so you can get a home care service and you can get paid for helping her out.
Two nurses came this week from Penn Medicine.
So I don't know who that is, but in regards to our enrollment process, just give me 1 minute, please.
Yeah, I'm writing everything down. Enrollment process. Thank you. What happens next?
Okay, so I'm not sure what you've done in the past or anything. You're starting off with the agency as of the 29th of September, fresh with us. So have you tried getting services with her before, home care services?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay,
home care services.
Let me start from the beginning. The state provides a program that allows you to get paid for helping Deborah out. It's called the waiver.
Okay, waiver.
Yeah, okay. So it's called the waiver program.
Right.
You reached out to us to help you out so you can get set up with that. A case was opened with the agency and to start the enrollment process for you, okay? I believe. I spoke to the patient last week in regards to this.
Yes.
And they let me know that they were working on getting their PCP form filled out.
PCP forms?
Yeah.
Okay.
Their PCP form.
And what happens next?
Okay. So right now, you were supposed to have an enrollment broker reach out to you, and you were supposed to have an assessment with them, not you, the patient, Deborah.
Yes,
okay?
Assessment, yes.
Now
right.
You're saying that nobody came down for that.
Wait a minute. She said a broker and assessment meant a person is supposed to talk to you. Now, this lady was here last week, remember? She said her name was Monique or something. A beautiful black girl, and
again, that's not going to help me if you don't know where she's coming
from. I know.
From.
I'm sorry. Honestly, I'm trying to write everything down and keep a book here, a log.
Okay, let me try to ease some confusion here. Let's start over, okay? And let me tell you what we're doing here, and you can decide if you want to continue or not. Okay?
Yes.
So my name is Shira. I'm calling you from Family First. What our job here today is to see if you're interested. I mean, you guys called us to open up a case with us to enroll and get home care services. What is home care services? The state provides a waiver program that allows Deborah to choose whoever she likes to get paid for helping her out. In order for her to get this program, she has to go through a series of assessments and enrollment process in order to do so.
Yeah.
What this agency does is we walk our clients through the process, and then
yes.
If they need a caregiver, we get them a caregiver, and we make sure that we get the authorization to provide the care that is needed, okay? This is a state. This is a state provided. This is a state funded program. So this is just something we walk you through. And if you get approved, amazing, authorization gets sent to us and we help you out. Have you ever done anything like this before in the past?
Yes.
Okay.
I worked at all churches all my life. I worked at St. Rita Shrine. I worked at St. Paul's.
You ever been a caregiver for a family member, been on the waiver program?
No.
Okay. So the process of getting the services is that Deborah has to get an assessment with the IEB, Independent Enrollment Broker. They're then going to go ahead and have your doctor fill out a form saying that you need the care. Area and Aging is then going to reach out to give her an assessment, okay? And then the county assistance office is going to want some financial information, okay?
We both go to the same doctor, Oak Street on Delaware Avenue, Columbus Boulevard. We go to the same doctor. They pick us up. And what is your name again? Can you spell it, please?
Yeah, my name is Shira, S-H-I-R-A. I'm the enrollment
S-H-I-R-A?
Yeah, I'm the enrollment coordinator for Deborah at Family First.
Family First. Can I have your number?
Yeah, my number is 267.
Yes.
551.
Yes.
7419, and my extension is 119.
Okay. Like I said, I do all the cooking. I do the shopping. I washed clothes yesterday at Fifth and South. I washed all her clothes and mine. I use the laundromat. I put my money out. When she needs a little food, she helps me out. And I went shopping the other day at Walmart. So I spent over $111 for both of us. We had to get the soaps, detergent, food for the house, blah, blah, blah. We both help each other out with the money. I don't want to get 100% that I'm the provider here. So we both help each other out. You know, I've been with her 20 years. And I do the cleaning and all. She tries to walk a lot.
Okay, sir. Our goal here today is to see if you Deborah wants to get on the program for home care services so you can get paid for helping her out.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We do need help here. I get Social Security. She gets Social Security. Doesn't last long.
Are you legally married?
We're not married to a church or anything, but I'm here 20 years with her. All these neighbors can tell you around here. There's old doctors and all from Penn Medicine around here.
That's okay. I believe you.
I treat her like she's my wife. I don't see nobody else. I'm 7 years old. My romance days are over.
Okay, Mark, what we just want to understand here is if you're ready to continue the enrollment process with Deborah.
Sure.
And then I can go ahead and give you the next steps, okay?
These people are wonderful. I appreciate that.
Okay, so you have to call.
What's that?
You have to call with Deborah into the IEB's office, which is the Independent Enrollment Broker Office.
What's the number?
The number is 877.
877.
550.
550.
4227.
Yeah, I've been calling them all last year. American Independent. I got everything upstairs written down. Her doctors. I'm sorry.
I don't know what you've done in the past or anything. What I would generally do with you is call in with you to get a broader idea, but they're closed on Sunday. So what I'm going to request that you do, Mark, is you call in tomorrow with Deborah, and
yes.
I'm going to walk you through the process to get these services. So hear
Thank
me
you.
Out. What you're going to tell them is you're going to say, what is the status of our case? If they say that the case is closed, you're going to tell them, what can we do to open it? They're most probably going to schedule an assessment over the phone or in person. Okay, that's our main goal. I'm going to reach out to you the end of next week to continue the enrollment process, but that's our main objective for right now.
I appreciate you helping us out, honey.
Okay, so we will be in touch. Mark, hopefully we'll see services in a couple of weeks, okay?
And I'll call these people tomorrow morning.
Beautiful. Call them with Deborah so they can...
Oh, yeah, but I'm always with her. I don't leave her. I went outside just to get some fresh air.
You got it. All righty, Mark. Best of luck.
May God bless you a million times, sweetheart. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.